Organize Me Radio, episode 68, helping women business owners declutter their lives. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and today's guest is the founder of Baget LLC. Please welcome Cedrica Baggett. Welcome, Cedrica.
Hi, thank you for inviting me to be your guest. It's so awesome to be here.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be on. I'm really excited to learn more about what you do. But first, can you tell everyone how you got your start in the organizing industry?
Oh, so I've been on a journey. So it started from the very beginning. I served in the military for almost 17 years in the Navy. I literally just separated a little over a year ago. And so while I was active duty, I was a chef. And so when I started my business 4 years ago, though, so I've been in business 4 or 5 years now. And so when I started my business, I was like, you know, cooking skills and all that. I was like, I want to teach meal planning. So I taught myself meal planning, things of that nature. And while going through my process of learning the different strategies with meal planning, I'm like, okay, to meal plan, have a better meal planning strategy and have, you know, meal plan with ease, everything has to be in its proper place. So I decided to, I need to find where I can learn how to become a professional organizer for the kitchen specifically at that time. Did that, found a course to take to become a, you know, professional organizer and learned it from there. And then behind the scenes, I was also teaching myself how to keep my own home organized and, you know, things in that nature. So it just, you know, blew up from there.
I love that you are a chef. Like, what in the world? I love that. It's like, okay, you can teach me a thing or two. And going into the meal planning, it seems like that is like a kind of like a seamless transition and kind of like, you know, trying to learn how to transition to like professional organizing in that field. But now you've taken it a little bit further, and now you help women who are business owners to declutter. Mm-hmm. What made you decide to assist that demographic?
So also for me, learning myself with being a business owner, behind the scenes, I was teaching myself how time management strategies and organizing my schedule, decluttering my, all these things. And for a long time, I didn't know that I was kind of helping people with already until I got a coach who like made me realize like, you're actually already doing this for people. You should help this specific demographic. I was like, oh, really? Yes. And so as a business owner, as a female business owner, most of us work from home, right? Yeah. And so I believe as a business owner working from home, if you don't have, you know, a clean environment that you're working in, if you don't have it affects your clarity, it affects your mindset, it affects how you, you know, work with clients, it goes in so many directions. And so for me, working with female business owners, I get into like, not just decluttering, I get into time management strategies, I get into how to set up your phone to eliminate distractions, I get into decluttering your email, I get into setting up your schedule, like I go into those, all those things first before I get into even the decluttering and organization part of it.
So it's so funny because as business owners, it is like the email, the email clutter, the phone, having to get back to people. You might be in text messages and have like thousands of emails on your phone. So what is your process for helping women declutter and stay organized?
So I came up with this, my own thing. I call it decluttering journaling in a way. And so where you can, you know, put all your thoughts on paper and kind of create a vision board for yourself in your journal or on a canvas of how you want your home to look for yourself. And so I go through that strategy with my clients as well as a mindset strategy, dealing with the mindset. And then I go into the eliminating distractions. Then I go deep into that as far as how you set up, how you declutter your phone. You got too many apps, let's declutter that. How you set up your phone, you know, specifically in different categories to where you don't see social media right off the bat when you're looking at your phone. And even how you schedule, how you set up your phone to block yourself from going into those apps and setting it up to where like, okay, this is my focus time and so on and so forth. So I go deep into that. And then from there, I go into, okay, let's see what your schedule is looking like as far as your home life and your business. So I have Google Calendar like the back of my hand. So I go into, okay, let's help you set up your schedule. I love all the color coordination, all those things. And I also teach how that cohesively works with Google Keep and your Gmail, things of that nature. And then we go into, okay, let's get into your home organization, the spaces that you want to see, you know, how they want to see it for themselves and what you want to keep, what you want to donate, which, you know, things of that nature. And then at the end of it, I get into meal planning. I still do meal planning. And so it could be a long process, but it's very, I find that my clients, like from the very beginning, they're like, oh my God, this is like crazy insane as far as, you know, getting better in their business and having that focus to complete task and, you know, learning how to delegate tasks as far as in their home life to their kids and so on and so forth. So it opens up a lot of things for them in their personal life and their business.
I love that. So what do you think is the biggest factor in why it's hard for some businesswomen to stay organized?
Speaking from my own, you know, experience with it, it's like you get so caught up in life and doing all the things or trying to catch up on doing all the things and you don't have that proper work-life balance. And so that's what I think really makes it tough for a lot of business owners to stay organized.
Okay, so why is it important for a business owner to have an organized space?
It affects how they treat their business. For the most part, it affects them. Okay. Cause I think like, even though some people might be successful business owners, and their work office, their workspace may be, you know, to their liking, some people have to fake it till they make it because of their environment is all cluttered and unorganized, but they know they have to be here for this client 100%, subconsciously in the back of their mind, it's kind of tough. Because they have to put on this mask to present themselves in a professional way to their clients. And then when they're done with their work, they go back to like the hectic, you know, environment and, you know, it affects the family dynamic and everything like that. So, so when it comes to your business and you having to, you know, put on that face or put on that mask, it kind of affects things long-term, like how much income are you bringing into your household? How many tasks do you need to complete that you don't probably want to complete, things of that nature. So it goes into so many things.
So can decluttering help grow businesses?
Yes, I truly believe that because like speaking for myself, for me, if I don't have like like I'm all about the aesthetics. Like one thing I tell my kids is that in the most loving way, I tell my kids, I have three kids. My house not supposed to look like y'all live here. I have a 3-year-old. So it's, okay. You know,
how do you do that?
Right. And I tell her, okay, girl, my house not supposed to look like y'all live here. Meaning you need to get this up on my floor. This mama's house. I'm all about the aesthetics up in here. Okay. So, the clutter can affect you, how you go into your business mentally, your mindset. It affects your creative genius, the ideas that you come up with for your business. If you don't have that environment, it goes in so many directions of how it can affect your business, like mess you up on so many levels mentally and emotionally. It's not always based on the physical clutter. It affects you, you know, your mental clutter as well.
So you also created a Facebook group for women who are business owners who want to declutter their lives. Tell us about it.
So the female business owner group is amazing. There's a lot of free training and support that I do in the group. It's very engaging. I love the group. Like I literally just changed my niche. It's been a little over a month. And so when I got like fully dialed into this niche, and so ever since I did that, it's just blowing up. And so it's so exciting for me to be in my Facebook group, and so exciting for me to do all the trainings. And it's been growing my business, even in this short amount of time that I've gotten into this niche.
I love that, because I feel like as women, we have the entire emotional labor component of it all, where we're moms. Like you said, you have mm-hmm. three kids and you have a 3-year-old, you know, and you want your home to feel aesthetically pleasing. So that's important to you. But it's like, you know, as moms, as women, as business owners, it often feels like we're the ones that are in charge of it. Meal prep, like you said, like meal planning and everything. Mm-hmm. What are some of the benefits that women get from your Facebook group? Like, what are some of the trainings that you teach through your group?
So I get into many as far as my trainings. Like I just did one on how clutter can rob your time. So I did a training on that. I've done trainings on the cluttered mindset. Also did a training on how clutter can sabotage your business. And so I take it many directions because I think, and as I get more into the business and learning, continue to learn myself, I find like really affects people on so many levels. And I continue to like realize that as I get more into it and like, and behind the scenes, I have a degree in psychology as well. So bringing the psychological aspect to it also, you know, helps me see different things and how it affects, you know, business owners too.
Okay. I love that. So I just, you know, I think that what you're doing with helping female business owners, I think is great, because I don't know anyone who has niched down to that, to where it's like, all right, I'm focusing on women who are business owners. Y'all got it going on, but you really have a lot going on.
Yeah.
So you need to be able to like maintain, like, you know, meal prep, kids, email, like all the things that come along with it. So I applaud you. Right.
Thank you.
So now, one of my favorite things to ask everyone, what are some of your favorite organizing products?
Oof. I have so many. I would have to say Home and Garden brand. I love their products. Also, of course, I get a lot of products from like Walmart organization brands, different companies they work with, and of course, Amazon. I'm still like learning different products to go into. Like I wanted, my next thing is to get into, okay, let's do the Container Store, you know? So I'm still like dipping my toe into different things I like, especially like for my own home, because like we moved here, I moved into this house a little over a year ago. And so for me, it's very fun to like go into the different spaces. Okay. And they're all new for me. And I'm like, okay, how can I organize this? And you know, what products do I want to get for this space, for this closet, for this, you know, for this nook and all the crannies, right? And so it's fun for me and exciting for me to get into the different areas in my home alone and learning the different ways to organize.
What's been your favorite space to organize in your home?
Ooh, the kitchen is one of my favorites because the kids, you know, I label everything. And you know, so make sure the kids, I'm like, y'all know how to read, put it back. So
the three-year-old knows where to put things.
Well, no, of course not. She, you know, she do her thing. She thinks she run everybody. So
she's the youngest.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But my oldest is 18, and then I have a 10-year-old as well.
Okay.
So it would be the kitchen. My bedroom as well is one of my favorites. And one thing I'm like, I get a lot of aha moments just organizing around my house. And so having a 3-year-old, right, I'm learning different ways to kind of hide her. Like, I don't like toys.
Oh, no.
So I'm learning different techniques to like keep her stuff hidden, because of course, as a 3-year-old, they like to leave their stuff in here, everywhere, right? And so because of the style of my home, like I like glam, right? And so I buy like little cute glammed out ottomans, right? Not knowing that people don't know when they come to my house, her toys is in there. Because this is an area where she likes to leave her toys. So I find different ways to like have it comfortable, of course, for my kids, but have it aesthetically still nice for me.
I love that. So you have things for your kids, but you also have it for you as well, because your home is your sanctuary and you want to be as comfortable as possible in your home.
Right.
I love it. Okay. Now, can you also tell me what is your greatest professional achievement as an organizer or otherwise?
Oh, wow. So many things. So serving in the military for almost 17 years. I'm still shocked I stayed in that long. And then also, you know, I started my PhD program. I'm on like a break right now because I wanted to, you know, focus on business. So that's a big achievement for me as well. And also, you know, just continuing to learn, grow in what I do, because I'm a huge nerd. I love learning. I love reading. I looked at a lot of your videos and I'm like, oh my God, I love what you do and your techniques and everything. So it's like it's so many achievements. I try to keep a cheerleader list for myself of things that I've accomplished. It's just continuing to learn and grow every day and, work on my mindset every day. And that helps me just continue to keep going.
Cedrica, thank you so much for being on. I am so excited to see like the growth of your business and what you're going to do, because I have such like a good like energy and vibe from like your group and all of this. So I'm excited to see what you do next.
Thank you.
Can you tell everyone where they can find out more information about you?
Well, there's my website, declutter2fillpeace.com. There's a blog. I'm a blogger, so I blog a lot as well. The Facebook group, you can search Declutter to Fill Peace, and my Facebook group for female business owners will come up.
Thank you all for joining us. Be sure to tune in next time for an all-new episode.